The United Church of Canada is 100 years old, and the North Bay Regional Churches felt they should celebrate a century of love and justice. 9 United Church congregations in the North Bay area have been honoring the sacred and seeking justice and kindness since the United Church of Canada was formed in 1925. It's time to celebrate, says Reverend Ted Harrison, of Trinity United, and also to consider what North Bay would look like if the churches did not exist, and how much the churches have contributed to the quality of life in the area. That's the people of Zion, Powassan, Chisholm, Carmichael, Ormond, Trinity, Emmanuel, St. Andrews, and Phelps United Churches. The weekend-long celebration was filled with music and song, culminating with a large outdoor worship service at the outdoor rink in Callander, followed by an anniversary party complete with picnic and games. The original inauguration of the United Church of Canada in 1925 happened at Mutual Street Arena in Toronto. And so, it was to reflect being out in the community. Don't be in our little church buildings that we all feel comfortable in, be somewhere that is public space, explained Reverend Lillian Roberts. It is a reminder to the folks who are comfortable in church that we are to be in the community. The direction of the future of the church is how we build those connections, relationships, and partnerships. It is about how we live our faith in community, more than how we get people through our doors into the pew. A number of activities drew people together over the weekend, including a children's musical and a highly anticipated stained glass window tour with stained glass designer and artist David Morgan. The tour included stops at Emmanuel, Trinity, and St. Andrew's United Churches, where Morgan's stained glass designs have been admired for generations. The tour also included a stop at the Pro Cathedral. So, it is exciting to have the designer and the actual artist here. He told us about how he restored the windows at the Pro Cathedral. Every piece of glass was taken down, washed between him and his wife, and reassembled. If you've ever been in that cathedral, that is a mammoth job, said Donna Landry, who sat on the 100th Anniversary Planning Committee. David Morgan has windows scattered throughout the north, from way up north to Moose Factory, south to Brockville and Toronto, but North Bay has a good bulk of them. Besides the places we went to see, there are many other places. I know that Martin Funeral Home has windows by David, and St. Bryce's. And Castleholm too, as it turns out. Morgan shared some background on how stained glass windows came about, and his part in that history, with tour participants. I'm just one of a very, very long line of people who have done this work, and it goes back that we can trace, to about 1150, and so I wanted to give them the historical background that led me to be a stained glass artist. I went to art college for 4 years and university for the fifth in Swansea, Wales. After 5 years, I was able then to make windows. It is a long process, it takes a lot of artistic drawing skill and so on, so that is what I chose to do as a major subject. Morgan is responsible for designing all the stained glass windows at Emmanuel United Church. This morning here I was, walking in 25 years later and seeing these windows. If I've done a good job, I feel good about what I see. If I don't like what I see, then I didn't do a good job. In this case, it was a good feeling. Morgan told those on the tour that he has never knowingly repeated a window. There are similarities, there are the same symbols because the symbols are Christian symbols. I have designed certain things like, for instance, three hands holding each other, which is like the Trinity existing in people. I would do it again, but I tried to do it in a different way, or slightly different. But I always maintain that you should never repeat windows. The 83-year-old has been creating stained glass windows since he was a young man of just 18. There was only a short period of time when I didn't do it, and that was when I was settling in Canada. The artist and designer has one more stained glass project to complete. Donna Landry summed up what the weekend celebration meant to her. It is kind of overwhelming. I love the church. It is a totally inclusive church. I love that I am able to think about my religion, and I can disagree at times. It is a joy. 100 years, it's hard to believe. As I get older, I don't know how I could live a life without a church, and the United Church has filled that void in my life.